This video is part of Microsoft's Getting Started on Azure video series for startups. In this video, we'll create a virtual machine. Azure VMs have a variety of uses, including development and testing. Development groups need quick and easy ways to create specific configurations on multiple VMs, use them, then delete them when they're no longer needed. Running applications in the cloud. Being able to elastically scale up and down whenever you need to is one of the economic benefits that the cloud provides. Extending your data center to the public cloud. With Azure Virtual Network, you can create a VNet that's an extension of your own on-premises network and add VMs to it. And finally, disaster recovery. Azure lets you use the computing resources you need only when you really need them. A VM in Azure has an operating system, storage, and networking capabilities, and can run a wide variety of applications. You can use an image provided by Azure or one of its partners, or use your own, including various versions, editions, and configurations of Linux servers, such as Ubuntu, SUSE, and Red Hat, Windows Server and Clients, SQL Server, BizTalk Server, and SharePoint Server. Now let's create an Ubuntu Server 14.04 LTS image as an example. On the left menu, click New. Then, type Ubuntu Server and select Ubuntu Server 14.04 LTS in the search results, and then again select Ubuntu Server 14.04 LTS in the list. Under Select a Deployment Model, make sure that Resource Manager is selected and click Create. After you select the image, you can use Azure's default settings for most of the configuration and quickly create the VM. On the Basics blade, enter a name for the VM. The name must be 1 to 15 characters long and can't contain special characters. Set the storage type to standard. Now enter a username and a strong password to create a local account on the VM. The local account will be used to log on and manage the VM. The password must be between 12 and 123 characters long and have at least one lowercase letter, one uppercase character, one number, and one special character. Next, be sure to select the previously created resource group. When you're done, click OK. Now we have to choose a VM size, something we would plan for based on our processing and memory needs. As part of a pre-planning exercise, you'll need to have determined the size of the VM that you need. The VM size will align to the workload it's going to run. The size also affects the processing, memory, and storage capacity of the VM. VM sizes are broken down by D-series VMs are designed for applications that demand higher compute power and temporary disk performance. D-series VMs provide faster processors, a higher memory-to-core ratio, and a solid-state drive for the temporary disk. Try deploying your big data or analytics applications to this series. F-series VMs provide high CPU clock speeds paired with lower memory. This is optimal for gaming, web servers, and batch processing. G-series VMs offer the most memory and run on hosts that have Intel Xeon E5 V3 family processors. This series can support demanding applications with its solid-state drive storage. A-series VMs can be deployed on a variety of hardware types and processors. The size is throttled, based on the hardware, to offer consistent processor performance for the running instance, regardless of the hardware it's deployed on. This is the most versatile series, with pricing tiers for the smallest VMs to the largest compute-intensive sizes. Only DS series, DSV2 series, FS series, and GS series VMs can use premium storage, which provides high-performance, low-latency SSD storage for I/O-intensive workloads. For our purpose, we'll select DS series storage. On the Settings blade, the storage account, virtual network, and subnet will default to the first ones deployed to your resource group. A default dynamic public IP address is assigned to your virtual machine. Public IP addresses can be accessed over the public internet. Every VM is automatically assigned a free dynamic public virtual IP address. You can easily change this to a static IP address for production workloads. When creating a new VM, even one that is assigned to a resource group, Azure will create a VM-specific network security group. Since we previously created a network security group for our front-end VMs, you can apply it to this VM by clicking on Network Security Group and selecting that NSG. Click Summary to review your choices one last time, and when you're done, click OK. And that's it. You should now be able to use Microsoft Azure to set up resource groups, storage accounts, virtual networks, and virtual machines to run your applications with confidence. This concludes this video on virtual machines. Be sure to check out the other videos in this series. For more information and useful resources, visit startups.microsoft.com. Thank you for watching this video.